Australian travellers to Russia have been warned to brace for possible anti-Western sentiment as the fallout continues from the poisoning of a former spy in the United Kingdom. The government's official advice for travellers was updated after Australia joined 23 other Western countries in expelling Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity with Britain. The British government blames Russia for the poisoning of former double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Salisbury, but Russia denies responsibility. The message for Australian travellers warns of the possibility of anti-Western sentiment or harassment due to heightened political tensions and urges travellers to follow the security and political situation closely. Liberal Senator and former Army Major General Jim Molan has told Sky News the new travel advice is sensible.
This is normal and this is prudent. We don't know what's going on at the moment in the big picture in relation to what Russia may do in the future. As a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, its actions over the last decade or so have been absolutely awful. Going from Crimea to Ukraine to MH17 to its actions in Syria outside the laws of armed conflict. There are many, many other things that Russia has done recently which would give us cause for concern, and I think DFAT is quite right in saying exercise caution in Russia.
The advice comes as expelled Russian diplomats begin arriving home. Russian news agencies say a plane load of diplomats and their families from the Russian embassy in Washington landed on the weekend. A code seen on the buses carrying the group contained a link to a message from Russia's ambassador to the United States, Anatoly Antonov, who criticized the decision.
Today, dozens of our colleagues, Russian diplomats, are leaving the United States of America. They are not United States enemies. The United States authorities have expelled American friends.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has confirmed the two Russian diplomats expelled from Canberra left Australia on Sunday. Russia is retaliating to the mass expulsion of its personnel by ordering out the equivalent number of envoys from each country that has sided with Britain. Packing is underway at the US Embassy in St. Petersburg, closed by Russia. Several local residents, like student Vsevolod Markov, says the consulate's closure is inconvenient.
Well, I think it is sad because it will probably be harder for Russians to get their visas. They will have to go to Moscow for their documents. Every day I pass this building, there is often a big queue of people outside with documents. I guess now it will be more complicated.
Journalist Elena Korshak is planning her first trip to America.
Today I found out they were closing it and I am now really upset because for me it's now a serious problem. I now have to go elsewhere to process the documents. And moreover, in general, I think that people in St. Petersburg are tired of these reactive steps. I think that it's a road that leads to nowhere.
4 weeks since the poisoning in the quiet English town of Salisbury, the town's bishop has reflected on it during his Easter service. Right Reverend Nicholas Roderick Holtham says there is a sense of violation.
There has been anxiety, puzzlement, and anger. But people in this community of Salisbury are resilient. Many military live here, as do the people who work at Porton Down. But we're only beginning to get back to normal.
Rosemary Bulger, SBS World News.